Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In fact, the home builder is a key integral part. Dad,
is your dad home or in Tortola?
He's in Tortola.
Oh, I figured. All right, that's good.
It must be awful.
Yeah, it must be just awful and no Christmas. Anyway, Joe, we've got a lot of people here, including Bill Ferrigno, who's here with the home builders, correct?
Hey, right. Didn't we just do this last year?
I think we did.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know. But you got a new sidekick here.
I got Joe.
Well, I was away last year.
What'd you do, draw the short straw to get D'Ambrosio to work with you?
All right, thanks for stopping by, Bill.
Bill, good deal.
Bill will be back at 12:01.
We should have some conversation over that, right? How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah?
We're good. How are you doing, more importantly?
Good. So look it out in the foyer here. You see all these people.
We have every home builder on the planet.
Oh, well, you have all the good ones.
Oh, well, the right ones.
Yeah, you have all the good ones. Yeah. Here, so. And so this is becoming kind of an annual tradition, would you say?
Yes, huh? Definitely.
And one thing I noticed, Bill, is like a lot of the builders now are bringing their kids, which I think is kind of nice.
Really passing the torch on, so to speak. So we are so kind of overjoyed to be part of this annual tradition. I like to say that the builders are building and remodeling homes, and the Salvation Army is rebuilding people's lives. So we have really... forged a really strong relationship with the Salvation Army over the years. And Ray, did you know we're the presenting sponsor this year?
I did know that. You are the guys.
I think we've said that once or twice in the last 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So we were very proud to be able to step up to that spot and hopefully we can continue many years of that.
And let me just say, and we've talked about this before, Bill, but, you know, even in not so great years, home builders are always here, and that's just a cool thing.
Yeah, it just kind of shows you the generosity and the commitment to the community that these guys have. They're all local guys. They're builders. They're also, we call them our trade associates, the lean floorings of the world that, you guys know ever so well. Third generation.
Yeah, Steve's here. I see him.
Steve's here with his son. And we've got builders like the Santinis from out in Ellington Way, the huge apartment builders and home builders. The Carriers. How about the Carriers who come here every year?
Yep.
And this year they actually also brought some donations from their own customers. They kind of solicited.
Out of here.
I'm serious. We've got one of the world-famous architect here, Jack Kemper, is here. Tony DeRuffia from DeRuffia Builders from Southington. You guys know him?
You know, you made a good point in that it's a competitive business, but it's a unified group.
So that's a good point, Joe. With our skill set, if you will, that would spans between all of these guys here. We are competitors, but we're also brothers, and we work together. We share information. The idea really is to keep the quality of our products up. Our customers require that, and they not only do they expect it, but they deserve it. And that's part of the reason we have this group of guys, is to educate ourselves, keep ourselves at the cutting edge of technology and so forth.
So what is on the cutting edge?
The cutting edge now is we call it value.
What an interesting phrase.
Our interesting is about our value. But you know what? I think somebody in the lobby was saying before that, oh, and that was Don Tuller, who talks about how his business has changed to respond to what the customer wants.
That's right. What you do.
And it's really no different with our business. So, you know, we don't create the marketplace. We serve it.
Right.
So there is a much more attention being paid to, as I say, value. And I think that our customers today are looking for the best package of price as well as energy. I mean, energy is really big now. I mean, people are finally paying attention.
Well, because electric bills are crazy.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting in an area where energy prices are down, actually.
Right.
They're finally kind of cranking in their education about energy.
And as we said on Friday, Bill, when we talked to so many of the builders, with the influx of shows on TV like all the HGTV shows, it's made their jobs more difficult because people have these grandiose ideas.
They do. And, you know, the old saying, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Yeah, it's more true in that business now than anything.
Yeah, so the internet and these 30-minute TV shows don't always educate you completely, but people think that they...
It'll be over in 30 minutes.
Exactly. So that's part of our job, really. I mean, that's my job when I'm working with my customers is to educate them, make sure they're getting the right information. And, you know, kind of like intrinsically important stuff rather than the fluff, you know?
Well, that you have to separate that, right? I mean, that's the thing where you have to tell somebody, look, that's nice, but this is what you need to do. This is what you need to
have.
Well, you at least need to educate them so they can make an informed decision, okay?
Right. You can't be, whatever they decide, you have to go by, but you have to, you're giving them the tools to understand what makes an education.
Yeah, they're the customer, so we're going to do what they want us to do. But a lot of people confuse what the kind of a long-term investment with the short-term kind of gratification, so to speak. We kind of live in that kind of world today, don't we?
Bill's also the head guy at Sunlight Construction. And, you know, you built a lot here in Avon, in fact, pretty much exclusively in Avon.
Well by and large,
that's okay. Yeah. But, I mean, the point is, you know, say 10 years ago, everybody wanted these big honking houses, like 4,500, 5,000 square feet. Has people scaled down a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So it's become what I would call politically unpopular to do the real big house today. But also people are more sensible about maintenance, energy, those ongoing costs. And I think that's a direct outgrowth, obviously, of the, what do you want to call them, the heydays of the mid-2000s.
Uh-huh.
People are much smarter in terms of where they're shopping now. And again, that goes to what we were talking about before with Joe, that's you know, that's what we have to serve is the demand of today's consumer.
Bill, as you know, there's a big push under Governor Loy's energy plan to convert over to natural gas, almost everything. Is the majority of the construction that's going on now, you know, heated by natural gas?
So we always look for properties where we can get natural gas. I'm developing a property in Simsbury right now where the natural gas line was not immediately available, but we talked to the gas company about bringing it in. It's about 1,000 feet away, so they brought it into the site. Of course, obviously, they're looking for more customers. Clearly, natural gas has a combination of more affordability. It's clean. It's quiet. And there's so many things you can do with it. I mean, we do gas fireplaces. I mean, it's not just about hot water and furnaces. It's about so many things, gas cooking. And it really has become the fuel of choice for so many people.
When somebody comes in to look, and the kitchen is a big selling point, a lot of houses, right?
Kitchen and bathroom,
kitchens,
right?
Kitchens and baths.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
And do you have a lot of, you know, because Pam, my wife, is big into gas. Well, I don't have gas. So we're using electric, but in most new constructions, do people want gas? Because I love it.
I would think it's a really growing now. So again, when we have it available, people will ask for it. There are some people who still kind of stay by their old electric range and whatnot, but I would say probably 60% to 80% of people want gas cooking.
I just thought, you know, because I grew up in the Midwest, and that's all natural gas. I mean, that's what it is. And, you know, when I moved here, a lot of people were going, you don't want natural gas. It explodes. You know, and then you had that incident. Where was it, up in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people go, I don't know. I could tell you a game I used to play with one of my sisters, but I won't. It was you smell gas? And it was great. we'd tie her up in the basement and they go, you smell gas? We got to go. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.